Episode 3. Shalom, this is Rabbi Eliyahu Mitrahav. This is going to be our third class in Kedushin 2b, and we're going to be learning three Tosfos, starting with the Tosfos Divrei HaMaaskeh V'Kamehi Pruta. How much is a Pruta worth? We know when the Mishnah came along to explain Kesef that you can acquire a woman with currency, it said like this: Ubekesef beishamay omrim bediner, ubeshave diner. Beishamay said you can do it with this coin known as a diner, and Beis Hillel said you can do it with a pruta, ubeshave pruta, which is a copper coin. I'm assuming Beis Hillel is talking about the diner of kesef, which is 1/25 of a diner of zahav, of gold. Then the Mishnah goes on and says, V'kamehi pruta, echad mishmini isa yitalki. How much is this pruta worth, this copper coin? So I said it's worth 1/8 of an isa yitalki, which is a silver coin, an Italian silver coin. Comes along Tosos, and he has a question as to why didn't we explain what a diner was? We asked, the Gemara actually said before, she asked the question itself, kamehi pruta, and explain that it's 1/8 of an Italian coin. So why didn't it do the same when it came to Beis Shammai, who had dinner? So Tosfos answers like this: Meshum the dinner of Ahavi Yadina. We know how much a dinner is. Kama haya, how much it was. Shehu echad mekaf dawed. You have to change the gear so there to kaf hay. We know that it's 1/20. We know that it's 1/25 of a dinner shel zahav, of a golden coin. Kedarmina bereish zahav. Like it says over there in Baba Metzia, Andaf Mem Dawad Amud Beis. So the reason why, Tosfos explains, why we didn't explain in the Mishnah what a dinner was or ask what a dinner was, because it was clear, we knew what it was. It's written over there in Gemara Baba Metzia. Aval Prute Icha Plugsa B'Gemara Lekaman. We know Andaf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. There's an argument how much a Prute is worth. And since there's an argument, we want to state that we hold like the Chachamim who say that it's worth 1/8 of an Isri Talki, as compared to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel over there, who says that it's worth 1/6. So the dinner we didn't explain because it's clear what it is in Baba Metzia, and the pruta we explained because we wanted to explain it like the Chachamim. Now the next couple of words of Tosfos go like this: Zimnin, the zeal of Zimnin di Yakri. Sometimes it goes down in value, and sometimes it goes up in value. The Tosfos Arush and the Rishash both learn this as a separate answer. It seems to make sense. The Atzmos Yosef wants to explain how it's really one answer, but it's a little bit difficult. I'm going to explain it according to the Tosfos Arush and according to the Rishash. The reason why we taught the value of a pruta is because sometimes it goes up in value and sometimes it goes down in value. Like it says in Gemara Kedushin, Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Ha de Yikra Isura, Ha de Zule Isura. Sometimes it goes up and sometimes it goes down. So that would be a second reason why we wanted to teach Pruta and we didn't need to teach Diner, because Diner stays the same. And a third reason Tosfos gives as to why we taught a Pruta and did not teach a Diner, because the Rebbe Beis Hillel de Kaima Lankavise, since we hold the Halacha is like Beis Hillel, we wanted to explain it well. We wanted to explain exactly what the Pruta was worth. The next Tosfos says like this. It's Tosfos Divrei HaMaaskeh Echad Mechet B'Isir, 1/8 of the coin of an Isir. So Tosfos wants to explain, Ki Isurim Kidinim, that's when they're in good shape, when the market is okay. Ava Kish Isurim Tazlinin, when they go down a value, Echad Meshishi Kedarmina Megemara. So it could go down as much as 1/6. And now that we learned of this Tosfos, I'm going to bring you the difficulty of the Rishash. The Rishash juxtaposes this Tosfos to the Tosfos we just learned before. Since we said in our Tosfos now that an Isir can go up and down in value, that contradicts the Tosfos from before. This just said that the Isir is stable. In other words, we wanted to explain what a Pruta was worth in terms of the Isir. Since the Pruta was not stable, we wanted to explain it in terms of the Isir. But according to this Tosfos, the Isir itself is not stable. So what do we gain? I'll read the Rishash. About Kasha, the high Isir Gamkain Zayin. It also goes down a vayo, kenayin with Gemara. Vehevi tosfos a divrei samuch, like the tosfos just brought before. Im kain havi leilatana liyisara bediner. We should have estimated in terms of the diner. Velisne echad mekuf sadik base bo. We should have explained the pruta in terms of the diner, which is 192. It takes 192 prutas to make a diner, but at least it's stable; it never changes. We should have said that 192 of them equal one dinner. Why do we go to the Isser if the Isser itself is unstable? So the Rishash wants to answer. Lefi ma shekituv b'madoros, deha mishnah b'harbi makomos, einu mazkiris elu rosh ha'inyan. The Mishnah in many places only refers to the beginning of the subject, the tip of the iceberg. So it explained it in terms of Isser, even though it was unstable, but it really meant, Einochinami, that it's 192 of them to make a diner. And the Rishash continues, Ubatashlumim samche agirsa amokabeles balpei. And also, when it comes to tashlumim, halachic payments, legal payments that have passed down after generation, we go according to the oral tradition which we received, which means that a pruta is 1/8 of an isri talki. So we stated it like that, even though the Isser itself is unstable. It comes out that a pruta is always going to be 192 of them to make a diner. That's never going to change. So even though the value, the buying power of a pruta or the buying power of a diner is going to go up or down, the relationship between the two is always going to stay the same. Masha'en came by an Isri Talke, I assume since it's an outside currency, it's an Italian coin made out of silver. So the value of the silver in relationship to the pruta and the diner can vary. But still, halachically, the tradition that we received for the value of a pruta was 1/8 of an Isri Talki. And the last tosfos is going on Italki. We're talking about an Isri Talki. Mafarshu ben otam, our shame Italia. It's talking shel Yavan. I assume it's the Italian part of Greece. It probably was all one big area then. So it's talking about an Italian coin. But don't worry, the fact that there's a kuf in the middle of the word Italian, it should say Italia, not Italke. He says that's not a problem, because you see in Chazal, you see in Ezra, for example, that the city of Shushan in Bavel was referred to as Shushanke. So you see that using nicknames when referring to places, it's not a difficulty. I hope you enjoyed today's class. Please pass it on to your friends and leave comments. Also, you'll be able to download the notes for this class underneath the podcast if you go to rabbimitterhoff.com.